If you go back all the way to 1934, it was the first time Congress acted to dictate then to President Roosevelt that he ought to negotiate tariff agreements. Did it again in 1974, in 1988, in 2002. This is nothing new. In fact, every Congress since 1974 has worked with the president in power then, whether it was Democratic or Republican, to, through TPA, give the executive their marching orders about what it is they should be negotiating, tell the executive how to work with Congress during the negotiations, and then lay out the procedure by which Congress will vote up or down on an agreement. And so what we're engaged in right now with Congress is a discussion over what those procedures should be, what those negotiating objectives ought to be. And we think Congress plays an absolutely critical role at every step in this process to make sure we come back with the best possible trade agreements.